Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. Of course, I own Learburg. So this is about a year and a half old female German Shepherd that's very possessive about her toys against their five-year-old male German Shepherd. And there's a lot of things that are going on here. It's a good Q&A. Comes in to Learburg.com through the Ask Cindy portal. And you don't have to be a customer of Learburg to ask us a question. I'll read it to you. I have a year and a half old working bloodline German Shepherd and a five-year-old male German Shepherd, and they're both neutered. The female is guarding her possessions toward our male. When we're in the house, relaxing, and our male gets up to move towards a toy that's laying across the room, the female will rush and grab that toy. She'll chew on it. Maybe she just doesn't want him to have it. And then perhaps the male may take a few minutes and then walk towards another toy and she'll charge that toy and growl. She'll go after him again and either take the new toy or guard it so he can't have it. Regardless, she won't let him chew on any available toys. Nothing else has happened yet, other than a growl occasionally from the female. Now, if it's a high value item, say we give them each a Kong loaded with cream cheese, that male will guard it with his life. Yeah, that's not surprising either. If she tries to take it, she's in trouble. He will not back down. He's not a pushover, other than with her. Sometimes we just remove her from the room into an enclosed area close by so she can't get her chew toys. God, that was hard to say. Anyway, a good question though. I think it happens a lot with people that have multiple dogs. The thing that we do is, in our house, we don't let anything like this happen. This all comes down to managing your dogs. 100% managing your dogs. I'll tell you what we do from a young age, and then we'll talk a little bit about these people. But from a young age, we teach our dogs to go and get on a bed or a table. We like these Coranda tables that we sell. They're all over in our training room. From the very beginning, when we're teaching our dogs to stay with treats, we'll teach the table. And like, I have a three-year-old Chihuahua now, and I'm looking at a guy that bred tough German Shepherds for 35 years, not for the past 15 years. But this little Chihuahua, she thinks sees all that in a box of rocks. And I've trained her to go to the table in our training room, and she'll fly there like a rocket. I can have the table 75 feet down the room, say, table, and she's, ooh, gets on that table and turns around because she knows I'm going to come up. I'm going to put the treats, little bitty treats, on the table. I don't hand them to her. I put them on the table so she knows that's where it's at. So our dogs know to get on a bed. And when we're in the house, we can put our dogs on a dog bed or a table, and they'll stay there while we work on the computer, while we watch TV. And if there's any question about it, they either go in a dog crate if they won't stay there, or we put a leash on them and we train them to get back up. This doesn't happen overnight. It can take a long time. But when it's done consistently and firmly enough, if need be, on a dog that really knows and blows us off, they learn and they'll do it. But here's what Cindy says. We simply don't allow dogs to behave like this. To have resources in this situation, unless they will go to their designated space and stay there. And then Cindy goes on and talks about the Coranda beds. And she does say that sooner or later, these people, the odds are against them or with them, these people are going to have a dogfight. And if you don't know how to break up a dogfight without getting hurt, go to Learburg.com because I did a good video on it showing you how to break it up, both when there's two people and when there's one person. It's harder with one person. But if you don't think that's a serious thing, go to Learburg.com and type in Learburg.com/dogbites.htm, and you're going to see some nasty, nasty looking pictures of people that got bit by their own dogs when they tried to break a dog fight up. So it's the old story. If you're a smaller person and you have large adult dogs and they're in a dog fight, don't jump in the middle of it unless you can break it up and you can know you can do it, because you're going you can really get hurt. So Cindy goes on to say, our young dogs are on leash or on a long line all the time, until especially when they have tendencies to be guardy around resources. These dogs have to learn that their toys are really our toys, and we give them our toys when we want them to have it, and that they're not allowed to be guardy like this. From day one, now it's a little more difficult on a year and a half old female, but they need to get on her when she does that. As a young dog, all you'd have to do is say, knock it off. Like my little Pip can get guardy against even our border terrier, who's this big and the sweetest dog in the world. And Pip can, and we get on her right then and there. And we'll snatch her up and we'll go put her in a dog crate. She's learned she better not do that. Not that she's going to get badly corrected, but she is going to get put up for a while. Doesn't have to be a long while, only has to be 5 minutes or something, then she can come back out. Bottom line is, Cindy says, our older dogs deserve to have their chews or their toys, whatever, in peace. I don't want to put them in a position where they have to guard things from their younger dogs that aren't well enough trained. So it's really up to her, it's really up to this person to enforce her rules, and her husband too. What Cindy says is, if these people have these older dogs, if these older dogs have been accustomed at a young age to X-pens, you could have an X-pen there where you'll put that female in an X-pen, or you could have two X-pens if there's a problem there, and only give the dogs these toys in an X-pen or in a dog crate. For example, even though our dogs live together 100 all the time and go on walks together all the time, we don't put food out in the open with three bowls of food there. They all have their designated X-pen, and a loose dog, and that's how they get fed. One, two, and then one loose dog. It all comes down to common sense and management. And unfortunately, new dog trainers, it's not fair to say that they have no common sense. They have no background to know what's the right way to do it. So just do that. We've got a really cheap video that I did a number of years ago, on how Cindy and I manage the dogs in our home. And I think at that time we had five dogs in the home. So if you need help, go look at that. So in closing, I'm just going to read what the final email from this customer was. She said, thanks, Cindy, for your response. They are both acclimated to X-pens as pups, so that's a good thing. We just got lazy about putting them in a pen and then leaving chew toys out and about. That's a common thing to do. That happens. You see your dogs grow up and you put it out and you don't have a problem. You think that's okay and you leave it out. You don't have a problem. The next thing, one's guarding another one. She said, I just hope my husband's on board with your advice. Yeah, me too. A lot of times, I think women are better dog trainers than men. And sometimes men think they know it all, and they don't want to listen to anything that comes in from their wife. But we won't go there, at least not now.